Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lugauer.
It's hard. Oh, it's going to be even harder during the Knicks.
Can't wait for the Knicks season to start. By the way, speaking of the Knicks, so the Uber that I was taking back to the airport yesterday to fly back to New York from Nashville, and this is to me the biggest difference whenever I go to either to Nashville or when I went to Austin or just friendly places to go. I've noticed the Uber drivers love having conversations. Like, you could drive for 6 hours in New York with an Uber driver, they won't say three words to you, which I appreciate. I'm not one that loves small talk. I know I talk for a living, but to me, this isn't small talk. I'm not a big conversation for the sake of conversation, even with some of my best friends. I don't have to talk to them. Like, if we're at a long car drive or we're hanging out, I am absolutely cool with sitting there in silence. If it calls for it. Now, if the vibes are high, and yeah, let's chat. But if it's just more of a cool-down period, we don't have to carry a conversation. So this Uber driver, all she wanted to talk about was LeBron James and the Sixers. To which I revealed I was a Knicks fan. And she said, well, do you think the Knicks are going to win the championship again next year? And I said, yes. And she goes, well, you're incredibly biased or not. I go, well, yeah, of course I'm incredibly biased, obviously. But I do think that I told him, like, I think the Sixers are going to be a disaster. I think that the whole situation there, which I've told you guys in the audience, and now I'm telling the Uber driver. And all I could think of is I'm talking sports with her. And look, I've been very clear about this on the air, so I'm not speaking out of turn, and I like to lift the curtain. I'm not going to act like, oh, well, off air, I'm this or on it. This is the way it is. I am absolutely 1,000,000,000%, especially on a trip like that. Birthday, hanging out with the bros, partying. I don't have to talk, think, look, or do anything when it pertains or if it pertains to sports. I don't. I really don't. I can easily unplug from it. Easily. Ask anybody that's really close to me in my life. I can. They don't even hear from me for 4 days, let alone hear from me talking sports. So I could easily unplug from that. And I love to do that because I do think you need a little bit of a cleansing sometimes. The last thing I felt like doing in that Uber ride on about 1 hour sleep was talk sports. But I was trying to be nice. Luckily, I had a buddy in the car who is a cacciotti, a chatterbox, and so he had no problem talking, and he lives down in the Philly area. He's from New York, so he hates the Philly people, which, how do you not? I mean, so he had no problem holding the conversation, and then I chimed in every once in a while. But if I had to hold that conversation for 25 minutes, I was going to be like, listen, you seem like a nice lady, and I appreciate you safely getting me to the airport. I host a radio show. If you'd like to call me tomorrow, I'm happy to talk sports with you. But for this 25 minutes, I'm trying not to pass out in the car. I'm trying to get to where I'm going to. I have to sit on a plane for a couple hours, and I really, really, really don't feel like talking. Is that okay? That's the way I am. Some people feel like they have to force small talk. I'll be rude. I have no problem doing that. Like, I really don't. Like, if somebody's volleying at me, I will one-word answer to them. It's just how I am. Now, obviously, on the radio, it's a different story, because if I just sat here and said, yes, no, mm-hmm, cool, right, yeah, you got it, mm-hmm, yeah, LeBron has been playing for a long time, yep, yeah, no, yep, no, it was fun, yeah, yep, mm-hmm, yeah, weather is good. It would be a horrible radio show. So obviously, I can't just do that. But when I'm sitting in an Uber, I don't really want to do a lot of small talk. By the way, Geno Smith, over the weekend, if you are a Jet fan right now and you are excited about this offense, don't let me take the wind out of your sails. That being said, if you are excited about this offense, base that excitement off the fact that Fields is no longer here. You have a quarterback that can complete a pass more than 5 yards in front of him. Based it on the fact that Geno Smith, just a couple years ago, was throwing for 4,000 yards. Based it on the fact that you believe last year the disaster in Vegas had not as much to do with Geno Smith as some people think it did, and it was a poor offensive line and maybe lack of wide receiver help, and Brock Bowers was hurt, and the running game never got going, and the offensive line, like I said, was horrible, and it was just a bad situation all around. Base it on that. Do not, just word to the wise, base your excitement for the Jets, their offense, and Geno Smith on what you saw in a preseason game. Do not do that. Don't do it. Because what you saw on the weekend, over the weekend, means nothing. It's a preseason game. It has no bearing on what is going to take place during the regular season. You don't have to look any further than what the Giant offense looked like last year in the preseason as they set the world on fire and look like a Super Bowl contending team. It is the preseason. The ultimate grain of salt. Doesn't mean that Geno Smith won't be great or really good or have a big year. It doesn't mean the Jets offense won't be dynamic. It doesn't mean this won't be the best Jet offense that we've seen in years. But nothing that took place over the weekend has any bearing on what we're going to see in the regular season. None. It is the NFL preseason has become the most pointless sporting events that we have now. It's pointless. It really, honestly, they should just scrap the preseason at this point. Barely anybody wants to play in it. It's just, as great as football is, and it is the best, even though they are total pigs, and we will get to a point where there will be a game on. I even forgot this, too, because I'm a commissioner of a fantasy baseball league. I manage a baseball team. Little League, fantasy. And someone that works here, Anthony Gallo, who was on before me, dude, he's like, are we doing fantasy this year? I'm like, yeah, we're doing it. We got a couple weeks to go. I'll send a text this week about it. I've been a little busy over the last 6 days, pal. And I'm like, hey, listen, we'll probably do the draft either Tuesday or Wednesday night before the season starts, because that's normally what we do. And then I reminded myself, we can't do the draft Wednesday night because the season starts Wednesday night this year. Because isn't there a game in Australia? At some point in our lifetimes, there will be a football game on every single night of the week across 17 different platforms of streaming. It will be played on 45 different continents. It will be played 3 a.m. in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock at night. Billions will complain, and those same billions will watch. That's what football is. They are going to continue to push and push and push and push and push and push. Let's play a game on Wednesday. Let's play a game in this country, in this continent. Let's put a team in London. Let's play at 3 a.m. in Brazil and put it on a streaming service that nobody has. It's one thing Netflix, it's an OG. It's like Facebook. Everybody has it. So it's one of those. And by the way, Facebook, once your mom got on there, once your Uncle Louie got on there, once your Aunt Rose got on there, it no longer became something that you wanted to be a part of, quite frankly. Because you know why? Then they become interrogators. They ask you questions. And I always say, you know what the answer is? None your business. Don't worry about it. What do I have to tell you everything that's going on? Netflix is the OG. Everybody has it. So it's one thing to put a game or two, or in their case on Christmas, 75. But when they come up with these streaming services that very few people have, obviously you got to go get the free trial or you got to sign up for it for a couple of months, which we all do because we love football. And we're all excited it's back. But here's the thing. It's not back yet. It's preseason. So Geno Smith, and he looked amazing. Amazing. But last I checked, the Jet win total didn't go up. I'm sure Geno Smith's odds for MVP didn't go up.
Well, why are you looking at the Vegas odds?
Well, listen, there's a reason why the electricity is never shut off in Vegas. They're often right about things. That's a reason for it. So it's something to use as a barometer. If you are excited about the Jets and their offense, by all means, be excited. Just don't base it off of something you saw in the preseason. Because of what you saw over the weekend for the Jets and the Giants is nothing more than a mirage. It does not exist. It is fool's gold. Don't get sucked in by it. The real game starts in a couple of weeks. The first real game for the Jets is where I just was. And by the way, we're going to do this leading in. I have a great idea. So if you don't do it now, I mean, if you do it now, that's fine. But try not to do it now. Let's save it for the week of. Because I know a lot of people in our audience are going down there for that game, as they should. I highly recommend Nashville, but I also highly recommend it for this type of situation because weather's going to be great. You can fly there Friday, hit the bars up on Broadway for 2 days, go to the Jet game, hit up the bars again on Sunday, fly back Monday. But we could kind of go over all the travel plans and we can kind of talk shop about what you should hit up and what you should do when you're down in Nashville for a couple days. But let's save that for a week of. We don't have to do that 3 weeks out. But I know a lot of people in our audience are going to go down to that game because it's a great road city to go to. But that is the first real game. When you see Bobby Saleh fist pumping, when you see Brian Daboll, when you see Music City, that is the season, not what we saw over the weekend. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. He kicks off the 8 o'clock hour here on After Hours. Positive Tommy in prime time. Mario, what's going on?
Look, what's going on? You know something? Yeah, I was listening to some of the stuff you were talking about that was non-sports, and I was saying, you might be a good stand-up comic. Did you ever think about doing any of that?
Well, you know what? The reason I didn't get into stand-up comedy is because you work weird hours and make no money, so I picked radio instead.
No, but you have a good way about that.
It went right over your head, Mario. The joke there is that we all work odd hours here and get paid little.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is, yeah. I guess. But you know, like in terms of,
and I should say that I am very happy with the money I get paid. Very happy now that it's contract season. So if the architect is listening, I do appreciate what you're paying me. Hopefully, it's more next year. But I do appreciate that. I meant more when you're coming up in the business. The guys like Rosenberg. I mean, they're basically they can't find their salary if they look for it with a map. So that's what I meant more by that. It is a tough, much like stand up comedy. This business is very difficult. But once you make it, you know, you could obviously sort of carve out your path.
Yeah, it takes time. I started as a teller in a bank, and I worked my way up to vice president.
You were VP. You were VP at a bank for years, though, Mario. But now I don't want to age you, but you're retired now, right?
Retired now. Yes, yeah.
Living
on
the beach.
40-something years.
Yeah,
I'm a couple of years younger than Beningo. You know, so I'm up there.
No, but now do you feel like the clock is ticking? Because now Joe's always like, the clock is ticking, bro. Maybe we got something with this club.
No. I've always been a big workout guy. I used to work out with the Jets because they used to train at Hofstra.
Yes.
Remember?
When I was a kid, I would go down there.
So when they trained in Hofstra, they used to live in Long Beach. That's the best place to live. If you're going to be in Hofstra, why wouldn't you want to live in Long Beach?
It's amazing. Yeah, Hofstra, I remember visiting them when they were training in Hofstra, and Wade and Krabet slid within eye to eye. It was very, when you're like a kid and you can get that close, like the training camp stuff as a little kid is awesome to visit. By the way, Mario, I was thinking about joining a gym in the next couple weeks. You know, I don't want to go to the desk, though, and join. So I think these days, though, you could just go on the app and kind of sign up. That way, because I don't really want to sit there. You know what it is, too, Mario? When you're, thankfully, I am because it's summer, Tommy. I'm very tan, but when you're not tan and you go to the tanning salon, you just feel out of place. when you're not in great, I mean, I'm in okay shape, but I don't have muscles. When you go to the gym, you just, you feel like a schmuck when you're not, you know, lifting and being, you know, a muscle out. So I want to be incognito for the first couple of months. You know what I'm saying? I want to go
kind of. Yeah, but you know what you got to do? You got to go there with the mindset. You're trying to make yourself better. It has nothing to do with anybody else who's there. It's what you're doing.
Yeah, that is going to be the mindset. But then when I start seeing women in spandex pants, my mindset might change. You know what I mean? I might get distracted, and then I drop a dumbbell on my foot. But, you know, I'm going to go there for the, what do they call that, the elliptical stuff. But I also want to lift some weights. I want to hang and bang, you know, push some plates.
Yeah, so listen, I've been a fan for a long time of sports. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that bothers me, and you even said it earlier, sometimes I hear people, and I won't even say who they are, they're saying things that are factually wrong. You know, like when you say certain things, you know, right. Like, for example, they were saying today in SNY, they were saying something about who would you rather have right now to start a team, Schlittler or McClain? It's not even close.
Well, I don't know if it's factually wrong. You mean, but that's opinion, though. If they said that,
no.
If they said Cam Schlittler was 34 years old and he's not, then that's factually wrong.
No, but let me finish.
Okay.
So Schlittler has claimed his.
We had to dump Mario there. He was the latest in the Schlittler debacle, Paulie. So just pop his microphone back on there, will you? Do you hear me, Paulie, or no? Put him back. Do you have the volume of the show on that you're producing, or are you another one of these people that mute the show? You do realize we're doing a radio show here, and muting it, where if I have to talk to you, would probably be the wrong thing to do.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here. I'm just scolding Paulie here. I don't know what this trend is here at this radio station with you guys back there.
I was setting up your next song.
No, you lower. Oh, okay. Stop lowering the volume back there.
I was setting up your song.
Am I that boring?
I was setting up your song.
Fine. But the point is when I have to dump the caller, thankfully I'm listening, so I dump. When I need him back on the air, I need you guys to put them back on the air. And you're not the only one where I try to tell you guys and you're not listening because the show's unmuted. If you'd like to go somewhere else, go somewhere else. We're working. You know I love you, Paulie. You know I love you. I know you're eating dinner, but I mean, what should I just walk out and go eat food now?
Well, no, you ate before.
Yeah, you're right. I did eat. I had a little.
What'd you have?
Little shepherd's pie. Little shepherd's pie. It was solid. There was some food that I guess Craig had food today. Was that out there?
Kitchen cabaret.
When was it? Because I was a little skeptical of eating a little some of it. Nothing. I don't want to be a schnorr, but I wanted to have maybe a little bit of the sandwich, but I was worried if it had been out too long. When did it get delivered?
No, I at one point within the last 7 hours.
Okay, not that terrible. Mario, it's okay. You said Cam Schlittler's name incorrectly, if that's makes
I understand
sense.
That.
So I had to dump you. But no, you're fine. It's okay. It's a slip of the tongue, but it's still a curse word.
So it's a 2.92 ERA to 2.42. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, in the time that they're together. Now, he has got a better strikeout ratio, a better walk ratio, a better whip, and Cam has produced a great game in the playoffs.
He's been better than Nolan McClain so far in his career. But if
so
you,
right now, but, you can't.
Well, you're basing it, I guess, and I'll let you finish, Mario. I would, because I don't know who made it doesn't matter who made the opinion, but the point
it
is.
It doesn't matter, because I don't even want
to
talk about
correct,
that.
And we don't have to name names, but I'm just thinking that the person is saying that they still would rather have Nolan McClain for what he projects or she projects to be his 10 to 15 years of his career, not what we've seen, what we're going to see.
All right, but what we've seen from both of them, and then she said, and I also take the age into consideration.
Well, you said she, so you kind of narrowed it down. Well, we didn't want to name names here. You went she, you went he. It doesn't matter.
I didn't name a name. There's more than one she on there.
That's
so,
fair.
But anyway.
It's 2026. You could have just said they. Nobody would have cared. But it's fine. You can say they. Then we're all good. But no, it's all good. Because like I said, it doesn't matter who had the opinion, because it's an opinion. And when you said factually wrong, it's not. You're not factually wrong when you give an opinion. Now, a lot of people could disagree with that opinion based on the facts that we have in front of us. But I could still say, like, if somebody asked me that and they said, who would you rather have to, let me think of, okay, I'll give you one. Perfect. If somebody said, Lugie, who would you rather have right now to be your franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years? I'll give you two choices. Jackson Dart or Jaden Daniels. Based on their career so far, you would say Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels has been to a championship game. Jackson Dart is not, obviously. He was only a rookie last year. But I could still say Jackson Dart. It's my opinion. even though we've seen more from Daniels. And look, you can make a really strong argument that Jaden Daniels is going to be better just because he is better. More talent, right? Like, it's not crazy. And he's got a better track record so far. Now, you could say, well, Dart has the better head coach, blah, 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 all that stuff, but it's still just your opinion. So you're not factually wrong whenever you give an opinion. Now, unless you say blah, 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 and you give something wrong statistically, or you, yeah, you know what I mean? Which I'm sure we do here on After Hours all the time. Like I said, if you're looking for accuracy, go listen between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. because Evan writes everything down. He studies very hard. And Marash rewatches games. That seems like a fun activity. Gee, I don't know. Let me go. You know what? I'm kind of bored. I'm going to go rewatch sports. There's no adult movie you could go watch. I know it's only going to take about 10 minutes, but still, you got to rewatch a game? It's After Hours, Paulie. This is an adult
movie?
Well, I didn't want to say porn. You know, you pushed me to say it, though. It's 8:30. I would have said porn at 11 o'clock.
No, but why wouldn't you just say, just watch a regular movie?
Well, because clearly I have a dirty mind. That's all I can say.
That's what surprised me about that.
Well, even yeah, you're right. Well, because I think, here's why.
Let me get that as a drop.
No, here's why. I'll tell you exactly why, Paul. I'm glad that you brought this up. Because I think that some people use sports almost as that guilty pleasure. You know what I mean? And with a movie, I don't think it would replace sort of that guilty pleasure that sports does, where the other movie, and there is acting in it. I mean, it's not very good acting. Just how much plumbing do you need to be fixed? It's amazing. And why are you always in a nightgown when they come on? Would they call it that still, nightgown? I guess they're brassiere. What do they call it? A lingerie. That's
lingerie?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
a
of.
A nightgown?
Yeah, she lives her life in a nightgown. Yeah, I don't know why. The brain is bots. It's do not. I'm working on very little sleep here, folks. The, what did I call it? Lingerie.
They call me Tommy Tootsies.
Thank you. Tootsies is so good, by the way. It's not a Lou Gower spot, so to speak, if I could talk in the third person. Like my favorite spots in Nashville, Luke Bryan. If you're going for the Jet game or just in general, Luke Bryan is amazing. The spot down there, his bar. Jason Aldean's is amazing. Those two right out of the gate, incredible. Because you're going to hear music that I like there. You know what I mean? A Morgan Wallen's. Some of these other spots like Tootsie's or Honky Tonk Central. Nothing against it, but it's just live music.
Now, I only remember this from the few times that I've been to Nashville, how much I loved and enjoyed Kid Rock's.
Yeah, that place is awesome. Same thing, though. It's just live music, but it's awesome.
Live music, and
great bar there, too. The layout of the bar.
The food there, we thought was wonderful.
Yep. The food is awesome. The bar, if this makes sense, if you are like a bar snob, the layout of the bar there is just, it works. It's like so, it's huge. It's a big place, but the bar is like literally, now when I say bar, the actual bar is the size of the entire place, if that makes sense. If you've been there, you know that I am making sense. If you haven't been there, then you're like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But yeah, why is the plumbing always a problem? I never understood that one. But there is acting in those movies. They're just terrible. But I cannot rewatch sporting events. Even the greatest sporting events of my life. I never rewatch them. I lived it once. It was amazing. Like, I didn't watch the Knicks win a championship again. I didn't watch the Giants win a Super Bowl. I didn't like rewatch those games. It's possible. By the way, I'll put my hand up. It's possible as a sports fan that I am either in the minority or the sports wrong. I will completely and utterly open up that conversation. Like, if you're in the audience right now, sitting there going, Luke, I watch games or rewatch games all the time. I should say rewatch. We obviously watch all the games, but the rewatch of it. I, as a sports fan, don't. It's just not something, documentary, that's different. You know, the 30 for 30s or the stuff that SMY has or Yes, Yankeeography, yes, that's different. Documentaries, and then they can show clips of a game. But to sit down, even in the pandemic, I didn't do that.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Baba Pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing can score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
But I know there, at least some of my coworkers do it, and I would imagine if some of my coworkers do it, then some of you in the audience do it as well. So I'm not shaming anybody. You do whatever the heck you want. But for me, it's not something that I would do, because I don't know if I'd even enjoy it. I'm like, I watched this already. Ooh, I forgot that happened. But I know the ending. Now you say you watch movies over and over again. Yes, but only a couple. And I usually wait like a bunch of years. But knowing the ending of it, to me, does spoil it. That's why I'm not one of the... Because some people go to the movies, even if you tell them the ending, oh, I'm still going to go. I'm not. The ending is the best part. Or should be, at least. That's why you go to the movie, to see the ending of it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ryan joins us from Kent, Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, man, Tommy, you got me everywhere. First of all, before I get into the Jackson Dart stuff, I want to say, instead of the four non-blondes, I want to talk about the five hot blondes, and I want you to leave one off the list.
Okay, cool. So you're going to give me five hot blondes, but I have to take one of them off the list, so I can only keep four of them.
Yeah, correct. So you and me are very close. I want to say happy birthday. I'm 37. I think you just hit around the big over the hill or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what hill you're talking, but I'm 41. Yes, I just turned.
Yeah,
40.
Yeah. I think it's the Mets hill, but I want to go from down to up. So these are the five, and if you had to pick four before I get into my Jackson Dart point,
yep.
I have Heather Locklear. Heather, be thy name.
Wait, did you give any names yet? I knocked my headphones out there for a second. Have we gone any?
Oh, my man. Okay, yeah. So the five I want to talk about, the hot blondes, not the non-blondes, the hot blondes. Yep. I want you to pick four. I got Heather Locklear.
Mm-hmm.
I got Pamela Anderson. This is all by decade. So
yep.
Britney Spears.
Okay.
I got Katie Upton.
Ooh.
And last time I talked to you, it was obviously Sydney Sweeney. You and me both agreed, hey, unfollow her on Instagram.
You have to. You can't even. I lose all of a focus, concentration. I can't prep for the show. I can't even move.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm like a statue.
Yeah, yeah. So your four hot blondes, I would like to hear, but I know you're going to get into that. Do you want to do that first? Or I really want to talk about
Let's talk about Jackson Dart, and then I will reset for the audience that just joins us what the question was. So let's do Dart first, and then we'll kind of hang up, and then I'll give you the four blondes that I'm keeping.
Exactly. So number one, let's go Knicks. I know it's a couple months away. I can't wait to talk about that with you. But right now it's football time, and I want to talk about Jackson Dart, and I want to talk about Jim Harbaugh and how his quarterback won the MVP in 2019 mm-hmm. and 2023. I would just like your piece on that and then what we talked about earlier. Happy birthday, my man.
Appreciate it, Rye. Yeah, and when I heard Harbaugh, this was a couple weeks ago, he did an interview, and he brought up the Giants utilizing and using Jackson Dart the same way the Ravens use Lamar Jackson. And that was music to my ears. That brought a huge smile to my face because Lamar Jackson, and look, he's had his struggles in the playoffs, which could be, we're going to find out. It was either a Harbaugh thing or it was a Lamar thing. And I'm sure the two of them, there's probably, I'm speculating, maybe a little bit of finger pointing there, like, no, I've struggled recently because of Lamar. And Lamar thinking, no, it's because of Harbaugh. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. But regular season-wise, Lamar Jackson is one of the best quarterbacks of his era, including winning two MVPs. So if the Giants utilize Dart the way the Ravens utilize Lamar Jackson, the Giants are going to be very successful with this duo of Harbaugh and Dart. And when they get to the playoffs, we're going to find out what Jackson Dart is made of. We're going to find out what Harbaugh is made of at this stage of his career because he's had some playoff struggles recently. And we're going to find out if it was actually him or Lamar or just a combination of things. But that's why I don't want to put the training wheels on Dart. That's why I don't want to neuter him. That's why I don't want to put him in a situation where he is not being utilized to the nth degree of his talent, which he has a lot of. And I don't want to take away that enthusiasm and that energy, whether it's frat boy energy or bro energy or just college quarterback energy or whatever it is that Jackson Dart brings to the table that has Giant fans, my fellow Giant fans, excited to where they think this guy is going to get the Giants back to the promised land. And as you know, I'm very, very, very high on Jackson Dart, and I do think he is going to be great. And I think what's happening to him right now with this blue medical tent stuff is a witch hunt. I think it's ridiculous. It is so overblown and out of proportion. The league is treating him like a guy that's had 50 concussions. He's had one concussion, yet they just treat him with kid gloves, and I don't understand it. And hopefully we're at a point where we have reached the breaking point and Dart doesn't have to be under such a microscope and be in that blue medical tent all the time. Okay, Ryan asked me because earlier in the show, we brought up the band Four Non-Blondes. Ryan just asked me, I'll give you five blondes. You have to knock one of those blondes off, right? So you're keeping four blondes out of five. This is my kind of game. I love this game. This is a great game for parties. This is like, you're having a party and I'm going to give you five blondes. You keep four of them. The five blondes were Heather Locklear, Britney Spears, Sydney Sweeney, Pam Anderson. How many is that so far? How many blondes we got to? Four? What was the fifth blonde? Did I forget a blonde?
Name them again.
So Heather Locklear, Pam Anderson. Oh, I got it. Heather Locklear, Pam Anderson, Britney Spears, Sydney Sweeney.
Kate Upton.
We're keeping Kate for sure. We're keeping Sydney Sweeney for sure. We're keeping Pam Anderson for sure. So we're down to Heather Locklear and Britney Spears. Okay. I'm going to keep Heather Locklear. Now, here's why. I was always more of a Christina Aguilera fan. Attraction level-wise and musically. I just think, obviously, she's got a way better voice. I just think she's more talented. So I was always more of a... I mean, Christina Aguilera, when she showed up that one year to the MTV Movie Awards, stop dreaming about that. It's been 20 years ago, maybe more. So I was always more of a Christina Aguilera fan than I was a Britney Spears fan. Not saying it's competition necessarily between the two of them, but it's like sports, like it's in the same era. So I would go Aguilera over Spears. I'll take Spears out of the blonde conversation here. I'll keep the four blondes of Sydney, Sweeney, Kate Upton, Heather Locklear, and Pam Anderson. But Pam Anderson's and Sydney are also on the Mount Rushmore, so or the top four or five. So those are going to be easy ones. It was just a matter of the other three. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to the Yankees, talk about the division race, talk about the injuries to Giancarlo Stanton, the updates we're getting about Aaron Judge. We will get into sort of the next week or so in Yankee land as far as their schedule and what's on the horizon here. I'll let you know some of my travel issues that I had over the weekend. We'll continue to take your calls on the football as well. Really, we'll bounce around tonight. I haven't been on in a while, so we can really cover what you wanted to cover with me over the last couple nights. So sort of a free-flowing show. And the phone number to join that conversation is 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours. A big Lugowski. A five-hour After Hours here on The Fan. Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Lug evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I do think the Yankees are going to win the American League East about a week or so ago, maybe even more. I came on the air and said the AL East race is not over, far from it. And ever since then, the Rays have stumbled. They have, and this was coming, they had like an 8-game winning streak, 9-game winning streak. They have looked like mortals ever since. And they have opened the door for the Yankees to pounce. And so far, so good. And even with all these injuries, even with all this news, bad news, you know, Max Fried and Ron Weathers, and now, by all accounts, Giancarlo Stanton is done for the year. You won't see him, which is not a huge surprise, really, to anybody paying attention. He hasn't played a game since April. I didn't think it was going to happen for him this year. I do think Stanton's Yankee career is over. I think the team has already found his replacement in Ben Rice and Luis Garcia Jr., where Garcia could play first base next year. He's under contract. Rice could be the DH, and Stanton will be somewhere else. And look, I'm sure he's going to hang around because he's going to try to hit 500 home runs, although health is going to get you there, not sitting on your fanny and not playing baseball games. And it seems to get worse and worse each year for Stanton in terms of availability, which is the biggest reason why I think the Yankees are done with him. We're talking about a guy that is really, really good in October, so you'd want to keep him around, ideally. And he can help a team if he stays healthy or is healthy at the right time. But it comes with a major risk, and I'm sure the Yankees are just done with dealing with it. Get younger, get healthier, move on. You already have a million DHs anyway. Why keep one that is hurt all the time? And this roster construction of this team, this is a more of an off-season thing, but still, it's something that Brian Cashman needs to be better at. This team has too many DHs. And Aaron Judge, he's not going to play the outfield for the rest of his career. I don't know how many more years he's going to play it, but I would imagine at some point the Yankees are going to want to do the best to preserve Judge so he doesn't become Stanton, where he's hurt all the time, and they don't have his bat in the lineup. And there's just more danger and risk when you're playing the field, especially the outfield. So I think first base, DH, that's the future of Aaron Judge. Might even be the near future. But I do believe it will be at some point in his Yankee career, Judge will be the DH / first baseman. And then, Ben Rice, it's tough. I mean, Ben Rice has to learn a position at some point. I mean, whether it's first base, if you do move on from Luis Garcia Jr. after a year, if it's catcher, like Ben Rice, because you're going to have to put Judge at DH at some point. Ben Rice can't be the permanent DH for years and years and years and years, for a short while, but then he's going to have to learn a position. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Richard. He joins us from Manhattan. What's up, Richard?
Lugie, the wife of the most famous college football coach in the United States, just passed away.
Who's that?
You know who I'm talking about?
No, wait, hold on a second. The wife of the most famous
college
football coach.
Let me tell you how famous this guy was.
Was.
He doesn't have... No, is.
Yeah.
He didn't have a name. They just called him Coach. Coach, the TV show, Craig T. Nelson, his wife just died. Shelley
Tavares. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, no, I was never so... I remember that show. I know my uncle liked that show. I think he even went to go see a live taping of it. not in my wheelhouse as far as something that I even watched at any point, but I'm aware of the show. Okay, I am sorry to hear that, though.
She was a star. She
What was her name?
Shelley Fabares.
Shelley.
And she did a Donna Reed show when she was 15, 16 years old. When she was 18, she sang a number one hit, Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel. And, oh, that was a great song.
Well, you really did. Yeah, but you just said she sang a song, Johnny Angel, and then you only sang the Johnny Angel.
Yeah, that was the only part I remember.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Richard, you only remember the title of the song.
Oh, but it was a great song, though. That I do remember. It was a great song. Great, great song. Lugie, give me your 1-2-3s here. 1-2-3. John Sterling, Don Nelson, Tommy John, in terms of greatness.
Wow.
Sterling, John, and Don Nelson. 1-2-3.
You're asking me to rate them in terms of their greatness?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is with Tommy John, and I was very unfortunate to hear that news. Look, we knew the writing was on the wall when he didn't go to Old Timers Day, and he kind of penned his, like, it was fair, like, basically penned his farewell because he was in hospice care and all that. For somebody in my generation, Richard, when I think of Tommy John, I'm going to think of, and for this, I'm a lot of people like this, you're going to think of the surgery. Like, I think you're going to be thinking about more, and that's not to say that his career should not be worth remembering, but we're going to think about that surgery because it almost transcended his career because it's, I mean, basically every pitcher gets the thing. So I think about that a lot. John, of course, I mean, I grew up listening to the radio station. You can't think of a Yankee game or listening to it here. And John, with all those years of championships and everything, it's amazing. And yeah, and then Don Nelson, too. I mean, just to really span how many decades of greatness there with Nelson. So it's hard to rank when it comes to that type of stuff, Richard. You being more of a historian would do better at it than I did. But yes, unfortunately, we lost all three of them this year.
Yeah, they say it happens in threes. You know, the Yankees, I've never heard a team talked about in terms of injuries. And when is this guy coming back? And was this guy going to? And this is happening. And this guy's out for this long. And this, why is that? Why are we so infatuated with the Yankee injuries? They have enough players that are going to come in and out. These are all...
Well, the star power of them. I mean, we're talking about Aaron Judge. You're talking about Stanton. You're talking about Freed. You're talking about Bellinger.
Yeah, I understand, but they still have a lot of starts.
Of course they do. Oh, no, of course they do. But
you can't have every player playing at the same time.
Well, you could. I mean, who says who? What is that supposed to mean? You can have a fully healthy team.
It rarely happens.
Well, it rarely happens, but there's no law against it. There's no rule against it.
No, correct. But the pitching now... Now we'll see when Schmidt comes back, if Rodon can fill the bill. You know, it'll work its way in.
Oh, I agree with you, by the way. Look at
Jones. He would never have gotten his chance if some of the guys were. Well, I mean, right after the first 30, 40 games of the year, did you think this kid was going to stick?
No.
Right.
Why not?
Right. You thought he would go like Dominguez. You said, this guy can't play. He's too big.
Yeah, you could pitch around him. He has looked so much better in his second term with the Yankees.
Yeah. So, I mean, these things, and maybe you're like that with a couple other guys. We don't know. Wells is doing better now. We don't know.
Oh, look, I think the Yankees, even with the Weathers injury, even with the Stanton news, they have more than enough to get to the World Series. More than enough. There's no denying that. Now, when they get there, we'll see, but they have more than enough to get to the World Series.
I can tell you this. A Yankee-Dodger World Series with those eight pitches and those teams, four on each side.
Yep.
And can you imagine the star power, with or without Judge, with or without Ohtani, just all those guys in a World Series? It would be unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and also you get the rematch of a couple of years ago. You have an opportunity.
Plus, Lugie, you have what's going to go on next year with the strike. This would do a lot to keep it going. I really would. Maybe the knuckleheads will figure it out that there's no way we can go on strike because they'll come out of that world, especially if it's a 6 or 7 game World Series.
And you're coming off one of the great World Series last year.
Yeah. The only unfortunate thing last year was Toronto, not a well-known team.
Yeah, it's not like a big market or anything like that. But yeah, if it's Yankees-Dodgers and they have the series that we saw last year, I mean, you're going to talk about a ratings bonanza. And I'm with you, Richard. I think at some point cooler heads will prevail. It would be idiotic to lose a baseball season next year. Because you know what? There'll be some people that won't come back, you know, like as far as audience.
Thinking of pitching. the pitching from both sides on both
teams.
Yeah,
and I think the Yankees have the better of the pitching. It's close, yeah. But I think the Yankees have the better pitching.
If they're healthy, if everything stays,
Max
Fried comes back, who knows, maybe Schmidt and Weathers come back, and they're in the bullpen.
Yep. I mean, Fried, all this. I mean, and I like Edwin Diaz is obviously back on the IL. It's been a mess for him. The Dodgers are obviously...
Blake Snell,
Yamamoto. Oh, no, of course. Otani, Scooble.
Otani will be their number four star.
It's crazy. No, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I still think the Yankees top to bottom have the better pitching, but you can't deny that. I mean, the starting pitching on the Dodgers is better.
And let me just close with Lugie. I'm a listener. I listen to the games. And I'll tell you what is much better nowadays than 60 years ago. Are the broadcasters, they're more critical of the players. Susan and Dave, they were all over De Los Santos when he threw the ball away in Saturday's game.
Yep.
Susan's saying, what is he doing? Just concentrate on the batter. The guy at the second base cannot hurt you. You know, you only have to get the batter out there at two outs. My thoughts exactly, and you know it's great to hear it.
Sorry to cut you off there, too, Richard.
Always a pleasure. Luigi. Thank you.
Well, I wasn't saying goodbye to you, but that's okay. You don't have to leave. I mean, I'm just cutting you off. I wasn't saying goodbye, but that's fine. Richard has his oven on or something. He had to go, but I always felt like too because so when I was younger, and I was first getting into fantasy baseball.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. Ah! And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
And one summer I talked my parents into getting the MLB package where you get all the games and stuff like that. So I was able to like kind of bounce, especially if the Mets were either off or whatever the case may be, playing a West Coast game. I'd like to bounce around the games, keep track of my fantasy players. This was before you had like apps and you could literally see what's going on. It was cool. So I wouldn't use the word cool, but it was just something that I did to watch other games. But the point of it is you would, because you obviously when you're living in New York, you'd hear national broadcasts and then obviously the local broadcasts, but I wouldn't hear other teams' broadcasts. And boy, it is... day in terms of, you know, here in New York, and I think it's just part of the fabric, the announcers are critical. In other markets, it's we, it's us. They talk about the team like they're on it. And I think it's just, this plays in different markets to act that way, to be homers, quite frankly. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure for their audience that it just fits. But in New York, you got to be critical. And if something isn't right, you got to call it out. But yeah, the we, us. I mean, Hawk Harrelson was the White Sox. He was the biggest offender of that. I mean, he literally was, pom-poms were out. But again, I think, and if that becomes your shtick, that's cool. I mean, I'm positive Tommy, so who am I to say anybody not bust the pom-poms out? My point is that when I was introduced to a lot of the other broadcasts, I noticed major differences in how like critical they weren't and how they acted like they were almost members of the team. And there was a lot more we and us, where you'd never hear that in New York. There's no, they don't say we. We might say it here. Like sometimes I'll say that if I'm talking about a team I root for. I'll say, like, we or us. But for the most part, you don't hear that in New York. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Jay joins us from White Plains. What's up, Jay?
Here, I got five new blondes for you, and I'm going to put a little bit of a sports twist on it as well.
Perfect.
Okay, Aaron Andrews, Carissa Thompson,
okay.
Nikki Gist, if you ever heard of her.
I have.
Adriana from The Sopranos.
Oh, Dre DiMatteo.
Jessica Simpson.
Think about this one. You know, Dre DiMatteo. It's Adriana for The Sopranos. And even I loved her in Sons of Anarchy as well. I think she's on OnlyFans right now. Not that that has anything to do with my listing here, but it's just something to point out. Let me think of this one here for a little bit. Why do we have to get rid of one? Like, I didn't even start this game. Why am I keep putting in a situation where I have to, can I just have all five blondes?
No, because you said the thing about the four non-blondes.
Oh, yeah, the band,
so
four non-blondes.
So we're keeping the four together.
Yeah.
The four horsemen.
Jessica Simpson. I go back to the take I had last time. I was such a Christina Aguilera fan back then. So Jessica Simpson, which is also in that era of blondes with Britney Spears, I'm just more partial to Christina. So I would get rid of Jessica Simpson. Now, does Jessica Simpson still... obviously, she's still Jessica Simpson, but does she... Because we found this out about the four non-blondes, that they still tour. Jessica Simpson does... Yeah, she's in Mexico City, Mexico on October 1st. Is that the start of a tour? I would think it would be, right? But that's the only date that came up. See, you can't go by the internet sometime. Speaking of blondes, down in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena there, Megan Maroney did two concerts there. I don't think one male was at that concert. Every person going to this concert was a female. Yeah, we'll move off. But again, I don't necessarily like to be put in these situations where I have to choose. I don't want to choose. I know that's sort of my job, but let's hook them all up. But yeah, the four non-blondes conversation has led to this. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie here in the late night. We will get back to your calls on all things Yankees. We'll mix the Mets into the conversation. We'll mix a little football, you know, national football, NFL, including the Browns naming a starting quarterback. And I'm going to tie it into the Jets. Just hear me out. 888-808-10, but that is coming up. 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.